Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning at 8:15 a.m., Eureka police were dispatched on reports of a suspicious bag in the front yard of a residence located in the intersection of Hodgson and F Streets. A resident reported they just found a duffel bag with wires and the battery visible protruding from it. The bag was partially hidden by some shrubbery in their yard. Responding officers quickly ascertained the bag could hold an explosive. Officers blocked off the surrounding streets, set up a wide perimeter around the device, and notified the bomb squad. Technicians determined it contained an actual working firebomb device, and they rendered the device safe after putting in controlled conditions. The result was a small explosion and fire, which was quickly extinguished. There was some minor damage to the yard, but no other property was damaged and there were no injuries. Had the device detonated as designed, it could have resulted in great bodily injury. The investigation continues as to the intended target, the motive, and the suspect behind the placement of the firebomb. At this point, there's no further details. EPD would like to also mention that the residents were smart not to touch or move the bag. Anyone discovering a suspected explosive is cautioned to stay away from it and contact authorities. When there is a major incident involving law enforcement in Humboldt County, units respond to the scene, and they can come from one of several law enforcement departments in the area. The Sheriff's Office works regularly with municipal agencies, and the California Highway Patrol works with everyone, and even the feds can be involved when the call goes out for assistance. Sheriff Mike Downey explains the need for mutual aid in a sparsely populated and rural area like ours.
Now, what it comes down to is mutual aid. I mean, mutual aid is pretty well understood throughout California. You have a neighboring law enforcement agency asking for mutual aid, you're going to send it because what's their emergency today, tomorrow could be yours.
Downey highlights the massive search for an accused murderer in Mendocino as an example.
Look at the situation in Mendocino County 2 years ago. There were agencies from Alameda County, Sacramento County, North. We sent our SWAT team down there for a week at one point. So, you know, they called on resources they needed. The state provided resources. The U.S. Marshal's Office was heavily involved in that operation.
Nearly every major criminal incident or emergency in Humboldt County results in some form of mutual aid from one department to another. The Greer Eureka Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the opening of a new local business with a ribbon-cutting celebration this Wednesday at noon. The event is the grand opening of Living the Dream Ice Cream. It's on 1 F Street in Eureka. Members will gather to celebrate the ribbon-cutting kickoff event with owners Sean and Dina Powers. Living the Dream Ice Cream serves the finest organically-based ice cream, gelato, and sorbets. Business owner Sean Powers says, quote, "We are looking for a fun and creative career we could do together as a family. We started this journey over a year ago and hope that our boys, ages 7, 4, and 2, will one day want to help out." End quote. Ribbon cutting is this Wednesday, noon, at 1 F Street. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
For today's Our Community, we continue discussion of driving laws. While last week we mentioned the role winter weather has shaping our expectations on the roadways, an act of nature that is much less predictable but often leads to cars leaving the roadway is hail. Local Highway Patrol personnel are all too familiar with hail. California Highway Patrol Sergeant Hal Rosendahl explains.
Hail, nothing good that I've ever seen comes out of it because it's always in a firm strip. It goes from wet pavement to hail, and then cars are all over the place, and you've probably seen it. You know, one of the worst spots that we've seen here recently is over here off of Myrtle there around Pigeon Point. And
CHP Public Information Officer Chase Adams says it's the inconsistency and isolated nature of hail storms that are part of the problem.
Yeah, it's usually such an isolated incident where if it hailed 3 months out of the year and stuck, people would be used to it. But
stay tuned next Monday as we wrap up the discussion of driving laws in our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.